place on the planet to save.
It was a beast of a time, a stressful crew looked at each other all aboard a B-29. They was over the Pacific and they was awaiting specific coordinates to unload something sadistic. 4-ton warhead the size of a pickup, 140 pounds of enriched uranium lies in its makeup. Its projectile is the target, chain reaction would mean hundreds upon thousand lost lives in a heartbeat in less than 10 seconds. 3 miles worth of destruction in every direction. Overload your sensory bar. Aftermath of Einstein sending letters to FDR. Pearl Harbor left a messy yard that the US came to take revenge on, unless the job. But since the Japanese won't give up, so be it. Rest in peace, Hiroshima. Damn.
I ain't gotta tell you. It's right in front of your eyes.
Civilian, no more than 13. One early morning, she was sweeping the streets clean of the fire breaks. She had the most radiant smile, showed kindness even to the strangers about. She had a heart of gold, not an evil bone in her body. To find a flaw, you'd have to pick apart a soul. She accepted all labor, not only to help family, but she was aesthetically connected to nature. On this day and time, that's when she heard a buzz from above. Looked up and saw the plane in the sky, she smiled. As it resembled, well, childhood tales of a dragon with the endless tail. As it passed, she spotted something drop from his back. Watched through her hands, trying to see what kind of object would land. What proceeded was the brightest flash of light one could never conceive. Her life was grabbed at sight.
I ain't gotta tell you. It's right in front of your eyes.
We on the verge of a nuclear winter.
I ain't gotta tell you. It's right in front of your eyes.
Like watching battleships over sunrise.
The full nuclear exchange in the paroxysm of global death. The equivalent of a million Hiroshima bombs would be dropped all over the world. But in such an exchange, not everyone would be killed by the blast, the firestorm, and the immediate radiation. There would be other agonies. The loss of loved ones, the legions of the burned, blinded, and mutilated, the absence of medical care, disease, plague, long-lived radiation, poison, the soil, and the water. The threat of tumors and stillbirths and malformed children, and the hopeless sense of a civilization destroyed for nothing. The knowledge that we could have prevented it and did not.
Rest in peace to the poor souls that were either lost or damaged in the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombings.